And if you were stuck in the mud, how would you get out in the old days?
If we were stuck in the mud in the car, there was usually certainly more than one person riding that car to town if it went, because all the neighbors would want to ride with you. Well, there was enough to just practically pick the car up and just set it out, because they weren't heavy like they are now. And because everybody got out, and if you were in a buggy and you got stuck, the wheels went down in, everybody got out to lighten the weight, and then the horse could pull it out.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get behind the buggy and have to?
I have to push the wheels, to help the horse get out.
Muddy events.
Oh, yeah.
When you go to Memphis, and if you take a trolley or a bus, you tell the driver that in two streets, that is where you want, what, two streets now,
I want off.
Mm-hmm.
I want off at Vine Street.
Did you remember the trolleys? Did you ever have any?
Yes. They called them streetcars. And they would call that for a great many years, even before I ever was fortunate enough to get to go to Memphis, but they were referred to as streetcars. Mm-hmm. And buses only came in somewhere around World War II. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were old trolleys on track with the wire up here, and they'd jump the wire and sparks would fly. And they were colorful.
I can't resist this temptation in the light of our conversation earlier. Did you happen to see on Channel 10 that program the other night on how General Motors and Firestone and some oil companies, Standard Oil, seem to get together and buy up all the streetcar lines, and they sold the public on the idea that they were inefficient. And that's how, and then after they turned them into, they bought up the streetcar lines, put buses on, and then eventually took the buses off to force people into cars. Did you happen to see that?
No.
The mayor of San Francisco was giving this long harangue to a Senate committee, and he made those charges.
Mm-hmm.
It's in line with what we were talking about earlier, and I shouldn't have interrupted, but...
I'm glad you told. Oh, I missed that.
It was an interesting show. when somebody would do a little bit of carpentry and not do it very well.
He was a jackleg carpenter.
Is that right? And would you call preachers or lawyers by that? Did you say a jackleg preacher, jackleg lawyer?
He's a jackleg lawyer. I don't remember ever hearing a reference to I heard him just say he's a poor preacher or a lousy preacher.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be jackleg lawyers and a quack for a doctor.
Quack doctor.
He was a quack doctor.
The jackleg lawyer, would he not be, what would it mean?
Well, I thought that it meant that he just really didn't know his business. He wasn't very popular, or if he lost a lot of too many cases, then you would figure he was a jackleg. He did not know how to win a case.
Wouldn't necessarily mean he was dishonest.
No, it was just that he inept in his work.
I see. And
he was a shyster if he was crooked.
One retired judge, I'll never forget this as long as I live, lived in his house right across from the courthouse. And he was talking along, I asked about the lawyer. And he said, we call them shyster lawyers. He says, there's nothing in this town but shyster lawyers. In a grand sweep of his eye.
Honey.
How about different tools on the farm that you remember? Maybe you might use them.
Well, we had the one-row planter and a two-row planter. Used planting corn and cotton and beans, and we had